Welcoming ourselves into meditation, sitting comfortably or being in a comfortable posture for stillness. Relaxing as much as possible through the whole body. Let any muscular tension you find you're holding just be released, if possible. Letting go around the eyes, and the face, and the jaw, shoulders, and belly, softening through the belly. Relaxing through the body is not substantively different than the parallel instruction for the mind to let go of the past, to let go of thoughts that are echoing from the day, storylines still playing out. Leftover thinking and emotional reactivity from the past is like leftover tension in the body. So relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, settling both into the here and now. Feel the body breathing. Feeling how the in-breath brightens energy through the body and the out-breath relaxes. Brightening and relaxing. And in the mind, or with the quality of attention, immersing attention in the body, and settling there, relaxing. Connecting attention with the body, and sustaining attention there. And the mind gives rise to the intention for thought, or you just notice that a thought has arisen. You could feel for the activity or the tension behind it. It's often really subtle. Often the thought is just habit. But there's often a tone, an emotional tone, a reactive tone. And again, you can just relax around that, letting go of the tension that gives rise to the thought. But if a thought pattern is persistent, the same storyline you've been with 100 times, or just persistent for this moment, you come back to the breath, the same storyline comes back, the same thought pattern. And then the guideline is to look at it through the lens of the question, is this wholesome or unwholesome? You could also say skillful or unskillful. Does this question reveal anything? Does this thought pattern inclined toward deepening on the path, or inclined toward letting go? Or does it incline toward further attachment? So we'll practice in silence, and then every once in a while I'll suggest that we bring in this assessment using the power of discernment, self-reflection, of inquiry. And if nothing sticky is arising, I'm just resting the joy of stillness with the body and the breath, filling the body with breath, and letting everything else go. Noticing any patterns happening, any thought habits playing out. And just feel for the wholesome or unwholesome, skillful or unskillful implications of those patterns. You can feel for them, and then if they're unwholesome, just bring attention back to the body and breath. Brighten the energy, relax the body. They're wholesome and they feel like an energy to support. Then letting them grow, inviting them to join the breath and the body and be appreciated. to finish the meditation and chant the homage to the Buddha three times. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the blessed, noble, fully enlightened one. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.